Hello everyone, welcome to today's pronunciation challenge. My name is Sam. I hope everyone had a lovely weekend. And more importantly, or not more importantly, but I hope everyone has also cast their votes for our pronunciation challenge live stream that we have coming up this Friday. If you don't know already, Christy and myself will be doing a pronunciation challenge live on Facebook this coming Friday. And we put out a vote this past Friday for the topic. So we have three different topics. I'm not going to give too much details right now. If you want more information, I'll include a link in the description of this pronunciation challenge. Or, of course, you can just go directly to our Facebook page. We posted a photo and where everyone can vote for the topic. Anyway, so make sure you do that. Make sure you vote and you're following us on Facebook. And make sure you don't miss out on our pronunciation challenge this Friday. And without further ado, I'm going to get on to our challenge for today. And our challenge for today comes from the video called Sad Cat Diary. And I don't know about you guys, but I think this video is absolutely hilarious. I laugh so hard every time I watch it. There's some really good jokes and I think the funniest part is that they do such a good job of presenting all of these common cat scenarios from the perspective of the cat. So if anyone owns a cat, they know that all of these situations are very common. You know, like the cat sleeping on your clothes or not knowing and not deciding if it wants to go outside, all that kind of stuff. Anyway, it's very, very funny, and there's also a version for dogs if you're a dog owner. But let me know down in the comments, are you a cat owner or a dog owner or a cat lover or dog lover? And now we're going to get on to our challenge for today. Dear Diary, the authorities have removed the pair of black pants from the couch. There is no longer any place for me to sleep. I have vomited 3 times in protest, but there's no sign that anything will change. So like I said in the beginning, of course this cat is talking about how it wants to sleep on the pants on the couch, but someone moved them, so they can't sleep there anymore. But anyway, let's get on to our vocabulary. Our first words are diary and journal. Diary and journal, and both of these words essentially just represent a place where you can write either, you know, whatever you did during the day or your personal thoughts. It's kind of just like a personal book that people use to write notes to themselves, write about their day, all that kind of stuff. A diary typically tends to be specific to what you did that day. You know, you come home and you write everything down. A journal is also quite similar, but I feel like often people use journals in other situations. For example, you might have a scientific journal. You know, if you're conducting an experiment, you might keep a journal. Whereas a diary is almost always just what you did that day and just your personal thoughts and feelings, emotions. It's much more personal. And a journal can be a diary, but not all journals are diaries. I guess you could say it like that. And another thing is there tends to be a bit of an association with diaries as being very girly. For instance, if you had a diary or a journal as a young boy, it would be quite possible that you would be made fun of for having a diary. You know, for example, let's say you wrote down everything you did that day in your journal. People might say, oh, is that your diary? As if it's something only for girls, which of course is not the case, but that is one thing that that people do say, is that diaries are kind of a more girly concept, whereas a journal is kind of a much more neutral sounding concept. And our next words are couch and sofa. And I won't spend too long explaining these. They just both mean shafa. And of course, I think everyone already knows that the word sofa is the origin of the word shafa. So shafa is a loan word, which means that it is a word that was borrowed from another language, right? You loan something to someone or you borrow something from someone. So it's like almost like English is loaning that word to Chinese. And there's many loan words in Chinese, and there's also, of course, many loan words in English. You know, for example, in English we say kung fu, which of course is gong fu in Chinese. That's an example of a loan word. But anyway, without getting off topic, so yeah, we have couch and sofa. And both of these just mean the same thing. They're both just the same piece of furniture. But as a general rule, I think couch is more commonly used in Canada and sofa is more common in the USA. I've also heard that there's a Canadian word called a Chesterfield, but I've actually personally never heard anyone use this word other than people saying that it's a Canadian word. So I cannot confirm that one. As a Canadian, I've never heard anyone say the word Chesterfield, but apparently a Chesterfield is a couch, according to what I have heard. But anyway, and our next words are vomit, barf, and puke. And I'm sorry, all three of these words mean otu, but they have a little bit of a different feeling to them. So vomit, I would say, is the most formal of them. So I think it's probably the safest option in most situations if you're going to be talking about that. For example, if you're abroad and you need to go to the doctor, I would say use the word vomit. Whereas for the words barf and puke, these are much more informal and, you know, more commonly used when people talk about maybe if they were extremely hungover or something like that, they'll say barf or puke. They don't sound like very nice words. So if you hear those, that's what they mean. But personally, I would recommend to say vomit unless maybe you're having a very casual conversation or with a close friend. You could say barf or puke as well. Finally, we have sign and indication. Sign and indication. And in the video, the cat says, "I have vomited 3 times in protest, but there is no sign that anything will change." So in this case, saying there is no sign that anything will change, it just means that there is no evidence that anything will change. There is nothing that tells the cat that anything will change. There is no reason to believe that anything will change. And another way to say that is you could say indication. Indication. So you could also say there is no indication that anything will change. And in this case, they have the exact same meaning. So you can use them both in this context. And that is all we have for our vocabulary today. I'm going to read our challenge one more time, and then we will wrap it up. Dear Diary, the authorities have removed the pair of black pants from the couch. There is no longer any place for me to sleep. I have vomited 3 times in protest, but there is no sign that anything will change. Anyway, that is all we have for today. Once again, let me know down in the comments if you have a cat or dog, or if you love cats or dogs. And even more importantly, make sure you have voted for the topic you would like to hear for our live stream this Friday. I think you guys will enjoy our live stream, and you can ask questions and stuff to Christy and I and listen to our live pronunciation challenge. And make sure that you vote so that you can have your topic chosen. I think we have some exciting topics, some exciting options to choose from. And thank you all for listening. As usual, I'm looking forward to listening to your recordings and reading your comments. I've noticed recently there's quite a few people that are new, so if you are new to the pronunciation challenges, welcome, and I'm looking forward to listening to your recordings and comments as well. Anyway, thank you one final time for listening, and I will see you guys all on the next one. Bye!